It's Monday, the 2nd of June, Secondo de Giorno. It's not very nice. It's overcast and there's a cool, I'd say breeze, but it's between breeze and wind blowing this morning. And it rained yesterday and into the night, but at least it's dry now. And those recently refurbished monoblocks, which are looking great now, they're all being cleaned up, are beginning to dry up again from the rain. Can't believe I left it so long before cleaning. It always feels good to accomplish a task, to complete it. And well, I say that in the fact that that's the hardest bit of cleaning. I've still got the sand on, but I have to wait on a perfectly dry day. Yesterday, I had a great long lie, or we did anyway. Oh, we went to bed just after 10 on Saturday night and had to drag ourselves out of bed 12 hours later. And I mean that, even I could have slept on. But I always feel guilty about lying so long in bed, even though obviously if I'm sleeping, my body's telling me I need to do it. It's a funny thing that to do with a listen to our bodies, just ignore them. Is it our body, really? Is it just, it's not, is it our body? Is it not our mind? You know, like, I'm a wee bit overweight, or I am overweight. I'm going to have that cake. My body's telling me not to eat that cake. Not that I suspect that's conscience. But there's so many things. You know, even, well, I'm out jogging, I'm running, training for a marathon, and my heels are killing me, you know, on this, running on this tarmac. I should stop. No, I'll keep going. My body's telling me to stop. But we don't really do, because there's always something driving us on, or in the case of the cake, maybe not so much driving. Can you thought of Richard Hubbock there, or one word, when I mentioned heels? Sorry, Rick. You know, Rick was walking and his heels were being torn apart. And if we stick to the phraseology, his body was telling him to stop. And but his inner self was driving him on, not to fail, not to give up. But his body, apparently, this fantastic entity, his body, was telling him to stop. Stop now, you can't go on, you're murdering me. But we don't. I suppose there's lots of aspects. I know I do it myself, but lots of aspects that see, you know, whether it's your body or whether it's your better mind, your clear thinking mind, I'm trying to grasp this word. No, I can't get it. Anyway, what I'm trying to say is that there's so much we do in life that we know we shouldn't do. You know, still do it. What is that? I can't think. I'm giving this up. My body was telling me to stop blethering, so I'm going to listen to my body. Have a drink of tea. And I don't even know how I got to that. Actually feeling quite good this morning. I say actually, here you, would you mind my toes? Mrs. Blackbird just right along in front of me, past my feet. Yes, you. I guess I'm being more and more accepted in one garden bit by bit. And she's getting that close. Because one day, him or her will probably pick at my toes as if to say, come on, chuck something out. Feed me. I often wonder what I'd do without the garden. Albeit a short period of time. Or the short periods of time I spend in it. What would I talk about? Take it all away. Take this all away. Take away the apple tree and the garden, the plants and the birds, and this is a bird song. Take it all away. Stand me here in a concrete jungle. What would I say? I reckon most mornings I'd be stuck for any intelligent dialogue. Wow, that was really close. Honestly, that was so close. Whew. I'm zooming past warp factor 6. 2 feet from my nose. As I said, if nature hadn't just flown by my nose, I wouldn't have mentioned it, so that'd be another bit of silence in the dialogue. Wouldn't be a bad thing, would it? Yes, it's no longer a breeze. Silence is golden, huh? naturally, when I'm not talking and I'm just soaking in the atmosphere here. I enjoy it so much. That kind of makes me think that not seeing so much is listening.